30 and the ability to get through quicker. It's not like it takes forever to get through our terminal anyway, but tell me about the pre-screen, how that works.
Well, the pre-screening with the pre-check is what you'll do is you'll be screened for the program prior to it through TSA, which is on their website. And once you get approved for that, you'll get a known traveler number, which you put on your ticket, and then you basically can go through the screening process a lot easier. You know, you don't have to take off your shoes. There's things that you don't have to go through if you were not pre-checked. I would recommend anybody who flies a lot to get into the program because it is making not just at our airport, but any other airport that has TSA pre-check. And our airport is now part of that program, which means that it, you know, it makes it easier for us to use, you know, the services here at the airport. Their passengers really like it. It makes them traveling easier, and it's, you know, it certainly makes it, you know, our airport more competitive with other ones.
Yeah, it's, you know, the old fly from nearby we've heard for years. I guess it is another feather in the cap for the Delta County Airport, eh?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is something that's positive, and, you know, it's a good thing, especially for those people who are either in the program or deciding to get into it, because it just makes it, you know, that much easier to get through the process. And like I said, hats off to the TSA folks here who initiated it, you know, because you got to do a separate type of line and, you know, security check. But it worked out fine, and they came here and did a little run, and it's here to stay now. So just, you know, a little bit at a time, but everything adds up.